All right, well, up on deck now is our precious metals advisor, Tom Cloud. He's going to be here to talk about what happened this week in the precious metals market. Quite a bit of things going on. This week was a little slower than normal, but let's hear from Tom Cloud right now about what's going on in the precious metals market. It's time for this week's Precious Metals Market Update.
Thank you, Jerry. It's been a pretty neutral week this week. There is some big news breaking in China. They are building what they're calling the second Fort Knox. The investment demand for Chinese gold is just skyrocketing, with the country encouraging their clients to get out of currency and to build gold because they feel it will help their country long term to have wealth within their country. So we're seeing this new Fort Knox being built over there that's supposed to surpass Fort Knox by about three times the size. So it's kind of been a very interesting story for gold this week. We also got the end of the first quarter reports where central banks sold zero gold for the first quarter 2011, which is the first time that's ever happened. So it's very interesting that even with the gold market kind of flat right around that $1,500 level most of the week till it broke out on Friday morning and started up. But it looks like gold is going to continue up and probably get back near its all-time high of 1562 in the next week, two or three, and primarily that is from large buyers, not just the small investor that's buying periodically or when they can. So gold just looks fantastic, and as the problems continue both with the debt crisis and the domestic debt crisis here at home and the sovereign debt crisis, we're going to see more and more central banks buying, and we think that will come into a fever pitch later this year as all currencies seem to be on the slide, even though the dollar has been pushed up the last couple of weeks because of the sovereign debt problem and people moving into U.S. dollar on the short term. Now, silver has been a very, very neutral investment this week. We've seen silver just stay in that narrow trading range between 33 and 36, and that's probably going to continue at least next week and maybe even the following week. But experts such as Roger Wigand is saying that he thinks it's going to pop up to 42 before it has another pullback in late August, as we've talked about, when QE2 ends, and maybe through the month of July. But what everyone I'm agree on is we're going to have another fall to remember, like we have in 2009 and 10, where silver went up 40% and 60% respectively the last 4 months of the year. So the trade-off right now is you've got a great price. It's $13 less than it was only a week and a half ago. In my opinion, it's going back to 48. Where else can you have a 30% almost guaranteed return on your investment by moving in now? But the question that most investors are asking is it going to go lower, and can I even get a better price? And that's what we don't know. And some people are guessing it'll triple bottom at 32. If you look at the head and shoulders, it could go to 28. So, you know, by waiting, you may even get a lower price. But anyway, you've got to keep your attention on silver, because there's not any investment that I know of in the world that's going to be better the remainder of the year than silver, even though we do have a couple months to worry about it, to whether it's going to dip back down. Palladium is almost identical to the silver situation. It's probably has a chance to come back to the 700 level. But once again, as I've said many times, you buy palladium in August, you sell in February, you would have made over 20% for seven straight years. So just be sure you save some of your precious metals money for palladium, and I will put out a buy signal when I see that market turning. And as I said, it always seems to be between July the 15th and Labor Day in early September. So that's kind of a pretty quick update this week, because outside of the eventful things that happened in gold, it was kind of a narrow trading week. So for those of you that don't that aren't on my email list, if you'll just go to the Precious Metals button on FTM Daily and click on it, you can sign up, and I'll put you on my email blast to keep you abreast of what's going on in these markets. And you can sign up, and also if you call me for an order, just mention that you heard on FTM Daily or heard this radio show, and we'll throw the shipping in free. So with this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.
All right, Tom Cloud has been a gold dealer for 34 years. He's been in the business since 1977, been helping clients just like you get into the precious metals market for the first time, or if you are interested in finding out about perhaps even moving precious metals into your IRA to give you some diversified exposure. You can simply call him at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. If you'd like to sign up for his email newsletter, you can do so at ftmdaily.com. Simply click on the Precious Metals button, and we'll be sure to get you on that list where you can keep up with what's happening in the world of precious metals.